And finally, this evening, Chris Altieri reports on Pope Benedict XVI's activities.
Pope Benedict XVI this morning received the president of the Pontifical Commission for the Vatican City State, Archbishop Giovanni Laiolo. Also in to see the Holy Father this morning was the Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, Cardinal Bernard Law. At noon Rome time today in St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims of the Movement of the Blind, along with pilgrims from the OFTAL, an organization that prepares and transports the sick to the healing shrine of Lourdes in France, as well as other places of pilgrimage dear to the faithful. The Holy Father told the pilgrims of the OFTAL that they offer powerful witness of solidarity among persons who come out of themselves and their personal problems in order to walk toward a common destination, a place of the Spirit.
Aiutate così il popolo di Dio.
In this way, said Pope Benedict, you help the people of God to remain strong in the knowledge of themselves as pilgrims following in the way of Christ. To the pilgrims from the Movement of the Blind, Pope Benedict said their experience of walking together side by side, the blind with those who have sight, testifies to the way that Christ's love allows us to overcome our handicaps and to live diversity in a positive way.
E di vivere positivamente la diversità.
The person in charge of rehabilitation at the Christopher Grange Center for Adult Blind in Liverpool, England, is Stephen Poole. He says it is society that disables visually impaired people.
We believe that it's society that disables visually impaired people. I mean, for instance, if someone with sight loss goes to a restaurant and they don't have a menu in an accessible format, is that the fault of the person or is it the fault of the restaurant? Well, we believe it's the fault of the restaurant. So we encourage people to be proactive with their disability.